This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Trump administration is abandoning a U.S. policy that declared Israeli Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank inconsistent with international law. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the move on Monday.
The Trump administration is reversing the Obama administration's approach towards Israeli settlements. U.S. public statements on settlement activities in the West Bank have been inconsistent over decades.
Tying the 40-year-old policy to the Obama administration, Pompeo said the policy hasn't worked.
Calling the establishment of civilian settlements inconsistent with international law hasn't worked. It hasn't advanced the cause of peace. The hard truth is, there will never be a judicial resolution to the conflict, and arguments about who is right and wrong as a matter of international law will not bring peace.
Pompeo said Monday's reversal does not mean the United States is making up its mind at this time about the status of the West Bank, saying that question is part of a final peace deal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed the U.S. announcement. Palestinian officials called the U.S. move irresponsible behavior that contradicts totally with international law. There's been a delay in the battle over President Trump's taxes. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Chief Justice John Roberts is ordering an indefinite delay in the House of Representatives' demand for President Trump's financial records. That gives the Supreme Court time to figure out how to handle the high-stakes dispute. The order contained no hint about what the court ultimately will do. The delay could last a matter of days or weeks if the court is willing to let an appeals court ruling in favor of the House remain in place without granting full review of the case. But the delay could extend for months if the justices decide they need to hear arguments and issue a written opinion. Shelley Adler, Washington.
More on this and other stories online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Protesters have once again blocked the entrance to Iraq's port near Basra. Reuters' Emily Spickle has more.
Protesters have once again blocked the entrance to Iraq's Umm Qasr commodities port near Basra. The standoff is preventing employees and tankers from entering and has brought operations down by 50%. One source told Reuters if it continues, operations will come to a complete halt by the end of the day. Since anti-government protests began early October, the port has been blocked twice before. But protesters who are demanding the overthrow of a political class seen as corrupt and beholden to foreign interests have shown no sign of backing down, despite the fact more than 300 people have been killed around the country since the unrest began.
That's Reuters' Emily Spickle reporting. Ukraine's military is confirming that Russia is returning three Ukrainian naval ships that it captured a year ago. Reuters' Francis McGuire.
Ukraine's military has confirmed that Russia is returning three Ukrainian naval ships it captured last year. The vessels were seized in the Kerch Strait in November 2018. Two gunboats and a tugboat were taken in the narrow strip of water between mainland Russia and Crimea. Ukraine has pushed for their return as a goodwill gesture from Russia ahead of a four-way peace summit on eastern Ukraine next month in Paris. Russia and Ukraine will be joined by France and Germany in the talks.
Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. Pope Francis has replaced the head of the Vatican's financial watchdog agency. AP's Zhirla Shackley reports the move comes amid the continuing fallout from a controversial Vatican police raid on the agency's offices.
Francis thanked René Brulhart for his work as president of the Financial Intelligence Authority as his term ended. The Vatican said the replacement's name would be released next week. The AIF board had given its full support to AIF's management after the October raid, which was sparked by a police investigation into a Vatican real estate deal in London. But even with that vote of support, international damage to the Holy See's reputation was done. AIF works with financial intelligence units around the world in the fight against money laundering, tax evasion, and other financial crimes. I'm Zeria Shackley.
At least 10 workers were killed and 35 wounded in an airstrike that hit a biscuit factory in Libya on Monday in what a senior UN official said was a possible war crime. Tripoli has been the scene of fighting since April between the self-styled Libyan National Army and an array of militias loosely allied with the UN-supported government. Iranian state media says Iran's Revolutionary Guards are warning anti-government protesters of decisive action if unrest over gasoline price hikes doesn't cease. Protests have spread across the country since Friday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.